This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
All it takes is one phone call.
What you looking for?
Who called people out at the funeral? You were there at somebody's funeral. You're standing up there. You're giving a eulogy. You're giving a speech. You're looking out at who is in attendance and looking at people you think have no business being there because they treated the person who's deceased like crap. So you start calling them out at the pulpit.
Oh, we have all been in that situation before, right? Where you're like, you're watching everything. You're like, what are they doing here? She cheated on him 3 years ago or whatever.
So 1-855-BIRD-SHOW, 855-237-8746. So Lil Duval shared this on his social media. He is not the one who created this content. I do not have like the content creator's information. All I know is that he shared it. So I'm watching this. I'm pretty sure this is satire. But
it's hard to tell these days, isn't it?
It really, really is. Now people actually put hashtag satire in their captions, which I'm like much appreciated. It feels like satire. However, it got me thinking, who called somebody out at the funeral? Because that would be beautiful.
Half of y'all in this church, she did not mess with and she did not like you. I don't even know why you here. Because you didn't mess with her.
Oh my God.
And on top of that, you talk bad about her. I don't even know why you here. Because you got a lot to say and ain't came and did nothing for her. You, I'm just waiting for you to say something.
Yeah, so she's up there with her glasses on. She's looking out at the people
that'd be fantastic.
In the crowd and just calling them out. And I saw somebody else post this, and they actually tagged their sister, and they were like, this better be you at my funeral. You're up there, and you see people who are there and have no business being there.
I've seen this once. Years ago, I went to a coworker's funeral, and it wasn't a lot of people in this church, but there were enough people to where his brother got up there and started speaking and clearly had a few drinks before he came and started calling everybody out in the crowd who we felt like
should be. Really?
You guys were never there for my brother. I was at his house when he was sick. I didn't see any of y'all show up, so don't show up now acting like you're in love with him. People started leaving. I watched the whole speech. It was crazy.
Pulled popcorn out of your pocket.
You'd have paid for that.
Well, I saw people going back and forth in comments, and some person called it tacky, to which another person responded, what's tacky about it? Like, you're speaking the truth. Like, if these people really did treat the person who is no longer with us with mad disrespect, why wouldn't you? The thing that's tacky is them coming to the funeral and pretending like they had some kind of relationship or they cared about the person when they were actually here, they could have cared less.
And I assure you that the person that passed away, if they are up above looking down, is going like, thank you.
Right.
Thank you.
I would want that.
Kristen, we have a couple of minutes here before we get out of here. I got a lot of DMs over the weekend for you.
You and me both.
And the DMs were, I was expecting them to be, hey, I noticed Kristen was out on Friday. Is she okay? That's not what it was.
No.
It was message after message after message saying, what's happening with the crows?
Yeah. Ooh. Again, this is actual audio from my neighbor's backyard because her dog killed a crow and the crow family is very upset. Everybody's been sending me crow content as well. Mm-hmm. Apparently there is actually crow content out there. So I've been getting people sending me DMs of videos of crows pulling spikes out of the sides of buildings. Because apparently people were trying, like a big, like a business building was trying to keep the birds from like standing on the ledges or whatever.
So they wouldn't like poop all over the place down.
Uh-huh. And the crows are just like pulling out the spikes. And then somebody else sent me a video of a little boy who has a pet crow. And the crow was just bopping with them down the road.
So if you're on a crow's good side, you're good to go.
Yeah.
Oh, because they're, like I said, we've said before, they're incredibly intelligent. They're incredibly loyal. Unless you kill one of their own, and then they're going to dive bomb you every single time you go in the backyard. And that's what was happening to her and her family. Anytime she let her dog Olivia out in the backyard, the crows would dive bomb the dog because the dog took one of their own. So I actually hit her up over the weekend and I said, no lie, our listeners are invested. I get crow DMs now. Any updates? And she says, LOL, I let Olivia out in the morning and it has gotten better. I continue to put egg and seed out twice more. So we made a little crow altar with a picture of the dog. And she puts some of their favorite things, which apparently crows love certain seeds, they love hard-boiled eggs, and they love shiny things. So she's been laying these things out to the crow altar. She goes, they're still around and call, but they don't get as close and aggressive anymore. Hmm. She goes, which I'm taking as it's working, fingers crossed. She goes, it's crazy, though. Like, the second I open the door, I hear them start up. So now we don't know if they're starting up because... they think they're going to get some more stuff at their crow altar, or if they're still they're still upset about, you know.
Now they double pissed off.
Right. So now they're looking for even more. They got little. Now they want more.
Yeah.
But I told her, I'm going to take that as a sign as it's working because they are no longer dive bombing the dog, and the dog can't go outside and do its business in peace.
These things are fascinating, man. I had no idea how complicated they were.
Yeah.
The Burt Show.